Who gonna sing to me?
I ain't singing. But happy birthday, Justin.
You
trash.
Happy
birthday.
All right, Aretha.
Happy birthday to you.
Say your shit.
That nigga pulled the truth.
That nigga. Unless you're singing Confessions.
Look, I'm not even the oldest nigga in here.
Yeah. I ain't neither for once.
That's facts.
Barely. You 3'5 yet? You just turned 3'5, right? Yeah. But nah, you ain't just, but five, yeah.
3. Hit the tree.
Chill, bro.
About his waist size? Your waist size.
Well, I see him walk towards the bathroom earlier, and I just knew his back was going through it.
Hey, yo, the true story, last time with the Chad career, bro, I fucked that bathroom up, though.
Yeah.
We know. I ain't gonna call you out like that.
I had to get that squirts, my nigga.
Yeah, yes, we know. Oh, I heard. What the fuck going on here?
Oh, man.
The
cleaning got surgical, you, bro. Like, we, yeah.
Nah, bro. I clean my own shit out of there. All this, I ain't leave no splatter nowhere, dog.
I always double flush.
Bro, it was under the lid.
That was under the lid.
Nasty motherfucker.
I said this nigga ain't coming back on me.
Definitely nigga sick.
Oh, man.
It was under the lid.
Y'all niggas. True.
Oh, sick. Man. Yeah, you know you bad off if it get under the lid. That means you had some shit going on. You ate some shit.
Had some that nigga's cool. Stomach was done.
Probably that Chipotle we used to eat every day.
Nah, it was a battle of the gout. But you know, I just want to let y'all know this is Rob Bridges, man.
Shout out to Rob,
man. I've been gout free for about 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you had a little limp going through. I thought you brought it back.
Nah, I'm good, man. Ain't got no corona, ain't got no gout, bro. Blessed out here, bro.
Really?
Coronavirus.
Yeah, but look, seriously though, like I appreciate everybody coming out for my birthday. It was a surprise. I thought MJ and Chazzy was supposed to come through. Ashley, Rod, Delroy came through. I really appreciate it, niggas.
What's your plans for year 31?
Facts.
Man, this year been fucked up. Like, it's really been fucked up.
You done lost half of it already.
Right. I'm still on the path to get back right, bro, because, like, end of 2019 fucked me up. So, the beginning of 2020 was supposed to be me getting back to a comfortable place in life, and I'm still working on it. And then, like I said, the coronavirus happened, and then I was just like, it's kind of still slowed things down, but my job just told me they would pay me an extra 20% and an extra $15 a day instead of giving me $12,000 goddamn dollars. $1,200 goddamn dollars. Yeah. But either way.
And you still going to get $1,200 from Trump.
Word?
Yeah, you get that shit.
I don't trust that nigga, man. Like, I just don't.
Hey, niggas was like, yo, that nigga passed that bill. He got my vote 2020. I was like, yeah.
My president is orange.
Until February come and they go do their taxes and they got extra income.
I seen the Democrats propose for them to remove or drop $30,000 from whatever your student loan debt is.
My president and is Democrat.
And I still had like 15, 20 grand.
Smack it down to the socks. To the socks, goddamn. I'll be that black nigga behind Trump talking about blacks for Trump. 2024.
Same
shit. They're talking about postponing or pushing back the
election.
Yeah, the election.
Yeah.
This corona really fucking lies shit up.
Because what's happening is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, some places have not had their primary.
Yeah, they can't go outside.
And social distancing.
Right. So there's kind of like a lot of things, you know, prerequisites for the fucking general election, and this all has to happen within a timely manner.
I really don't see this happening in a timely manner. Everything just seems fucked up, bro. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't seem like it's going to get fixed.
It can't stop it.
It's going to get worse. Way worse before it gets better.
Yeah. What happened was Trump said no when they told him.
Right.
Get it together.
That's why he said he did, though.
Trump legit said no.
In January, they told him this shit could get real, and he was like, All right, maybe.
I'll think about it when it happens.
My bitch ain't got it.
That's why he trying to do the whole America needs to be up and running before Easter.
All right, so I got a question for y'all. How do you rate how Trump is now responding to it?
2 out of 10. 1. 2 out of 1.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's still overperforming.
He's overperforming.
All right.
He's overperforming.
So we're going to go around the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
Clue Nash.
What up, Spivey?
Yeah.
Yeah. You and we ain't gonna talk.
That hump, like, you know where that's where she's sitting on right now.
We see you with the middle part, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, we gonna go around the table.
She got a hump too.
Oh, I'm gonna call Josh. let's go around the table. Let's start with Justin, and you said it's a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, because like, it's,
tell me what's not being done that you think should be done.
He's doing what he's supposed to do, but he's doing it too late. It's like, so it's too much too late.
He should have been proactive.
He should have been proactive instead of reactive.
I think that's everybody now.
Yeah, and I think he did it to try to enhance his presidency.
How did he do it too late, though?
Because they brought it to him in January, like, right. the coronavirus.
With how many cases?
5.
But it was going on over there.
How do you, like... I feel like we are sitting from...
The
from
expectations are a little... too gaudy.
You think they so? Are. Because why? Because we had a good president?
No, it's airborne, for one. You going to tell me to stop breathing? That's the only way you can. No,
this coronavirus shit, like, it started, like, what, towards the end of November, beginning of December ordeal, you know, that whole rumor of the motherfucker.
The bitch hit a bat?
Yeah, eating a raw bat. Whatever the fuck. Right,
I know a nigga ate a bat.
You're the president of the United States. You hear that? Right, a couple niggas come back from China. They have whatever is called the coronavirus. What actions are you going to take initially to counter 5 niggas in the U.S. having the coronavirus?
You know what it is? I ain't gonna do another thing because I ain't the president. But I get it though. So like, I get it was only 5, but like. It was always already a pandemic other places.
Yeah, but it wasn't a pandemic here. Now, I get trying to be proactive, starting to put certain measures in place, but bro, America has what? How many people? 300 million?
Yeah.
300 million people. Right. It's almost like having a fucking baby. You can set aside money all the fuck you want. You can set aside money all you want and in a plan to have a child, bro. But when that fucking child arrives, bro, it's a whole different fucking animal, bro.
Yeah.
It's a whole different beast. And the way you ride being a father on the show, tomorrow you'll learn something new. Tomorrow you'll figure some other shit out. Right. Am I lying?
No, that's facts.
Did you have everything figured out prior to having your child?
Fuck, I had everything figured out.
You tried the best you could.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, within the scope of what people have told you.
Right.
But you realize that once you have that child, it's a whole different fucking ballgame.
Right.
Once the, you know, the widespread started happening, now the mindset's going to change. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to react. So I feel like it's unfair to say how he's handling it is a 2 out of 10.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so now let's go back to... Let's go back to the whole report of when the Obama administration was going out and Trump's administration was coming in, and they had this training to handle pandemics. And they said Trump people was just in there talking, not really paying attention. What does that mean?
When was the last pandemic in the United States?
It doesn't matter when that was. The training happens.
My grandma said the flu... hit hard like in the 70s.
It did.
And she said, and niggas did not shut the city down. Like, they didn't shut the, they ain't fucked the city up.
So, the thing is,
this world sensitive. This world bitch.
57,000 people in the United States died last year from the common flu.
Not million. 57,000.
That's what I said.
You said million.
I said 57,000.
Oh.
But, and I think more have died from the flu this year than they have the coronavirus.
Thus far, absolutely. Yeah.
And like I said, you're supposed to stay in your house, but you're an essential employee, right?
Somebody made a point, man. Nigga said it's only a pandemic because majority of those who are dying are white.
It is.
Probably can agree to that.
Nigga said, why isn't the flu a pandemic? Why? Because the flu kills everybody.
I said that at work, and the white man looked at me like...
Keep it a buck. Like, I mean, honestly, niggas didn't take this shit serious until Rudy Gobert, bro. Like,
Right.
Everything happened.
Because Nichols was playing like niggas can't get the coronavirus. Yeah. And then when Rudy got it, they was like, oh, he ain't from here. Then Donovan got it. That's when niggas really got it.
That's when niggas got real when Donovan Mitchell was like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
Then KD went to Donovan and they said, just brush your head.
That'll get rid of all that. Him and Marcus need to brush their goddamn head. Like
they hit the nigga with back front.
I feel like he just wanted to be a part of something, bro, for real. So,
nah, KD. Did y'all see the Carl Anthony Towns video?
Yeah, yeah, man. So
his mom about it, like, bro, in a coma, right?
Well, it's a medical induced coma.
But it's still bad.
That nigga is hurting.
Man, that shit, bro.
He a bitch, though.
Reason,
I don't care nothing about that. Nigga, that nigga is hurting.
Bitch in what regards? From, like, yeah.
On the basketball court.
On the basketball court.
Bro, he's hurting. Like,
I know. I agree, but I just.
Y'all gotta. Y'all
like, if you watch that video, like, you could tell, like, it was mad cut a lot. Because that nigga kept talking. He kept talking. And every time he talked, it was like.
Like, no cap, bro. I was tearing up.
Really? What saying, bro. I mean, you. I ain't seen it, but
you
I'm
had no
it.
Choice but to tear up, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Go watch it one time. You, I mean, you think
about it. Like, you got all the money in the world. You can.
Yeah, you can't stop. You can't do nothing.
Because he like really rich. Stop,
so yeah, how about the claims? Claim being made of celebrities are being paid to state that has.
I'm not that.
Cardi said that dumb shit.
Yeah.
It just came out and said, ah, shit. Yeah. He said, I'm sorry, but the British accent is like, it's top notch, bro.
Yeah.
The nigga had me horny. Like,
hold on. Why? Go ahead and say it. Who are you? Huh? And what you doing?
What
you it's Chitty Chad. Come on. Hold on.
Like, in all seriousness,
you want to fuck?
It's a bullshit.
It's bullshit.
You're stupid. You know, like, he called Carter to be stupid as a motherfucker. Like,
she is, though.
Kind of.
But, I really do not agree that people are being paid.
You can pay Prince Harry enough fucking money.
And he's going through some shit.
Yeah, the nigga's 70. Like, yeah. He done gave
no,
up
he's 82.
Same shit.
Yeah. Like, he close to the death.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. He's already lived his 3 scores in a decade, right? Like, what the Bible say? Like, 70 is a man's fucking average lifespan, and he lived to 82. Personally, I think it's Prince Harry.
It's time.
I was told nigga to kick the bucket, dog.
Your bucket list is done. You already done did everything you need to do.
The next prince could use the suits you've been wearing. Like, the company said they out of cufflinks.
Because of the coronavirus. Yeah, I ain't really got
coronavirus.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to companies that have stopped, like, making the shit they typically make, like I want to say H&M is when they're now making.
They ain't doing the monkeys in the jungle shit.
And shit. Ford, one of the manufacturers, is now like they have halted production on vehicles and other machinery to make masks because of the shortage of that shit. So, I mean, kudos to them. You're kind of fucking me in my business, but you know, selfishly, you know, I want
to
say.
What's your job doing to like combat this? Like
I tell you, man. Shout out to my company, man. They're doing what I thought they wouldn't do.
Really?
So they put things in place, like, you know, the CEO of the company, and like a lot of the executives, the COO, and like niggas in like high up in the company, they're waiving their pay for the next. Not for the next few months, but indefinitely until this shit gets rectified. They're cutting out like bonuses for like managers and shit like that in order to create a $2.5 million reserve to cater to the commission employees that are going to suffer.
Right.
So niggas that are on commission eventually, you know, and I'm telling you, I feel like the CEO, him just waiving his pay was $1 million of that $2.5 million. Like,
I hope he ain't doing coke and bitches. Like, you know what I mean? Probably, if he is, he fucked. Yeah.
So I seen him in the little video earlier. He was shaky.
He was shaky. He going through it.
He, you know, probably is. But, I mean, And I mean, like for us in the office, they, you know, they're gonna cut our hours, but I'm still grateful. I'm really grateful because there's niggas that's been furloughed, laid off, jobs be like, we'll call you.
You don't know how many people
go home, don't come back.
That hit me up talking about a job.
I asked you for a job. That's because I'm broken in the bitch.
You ain't trying to work for real.
I really am. You talking about I'm gonna hit you later and never hit me up. You supposed to be my brother. Lay man, man. Man. Yeah, fuck you talking about.
He trying
man,
to hire this one fat gay nigga. I've seen him in your that one little group chat.
But like, but so like, here's my thing. Like, no offense to you, but I don't feel like your job is essential.
The way they put it, based on what the Department of Homeland Security said, they made it seem like the goddamn President Dita could be driving through Durham. And some shit happening, we're needed. Like, that's kind of how they phrase it.
That's how they phrase it.
You know what I mean? Like,
because my thing is, like, if they staying in the fucking house, especially now that Durham's on lockdown.
Or they make it seem like, you know, the head doctor, Duke, could be going down 85 and some shit happened.
And you going to fix their car that goddamn day. Yeah, no, that's not how the process works.
Like I tell everybody,
they move them.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, we're going.
You're essential because you run the grocery store. Yeah. You're very essential.
I'm over hiring. So if you watching this, hit me up. Justin, I'm for real.
I'll stock 2 days a week.
All
right. Me and Rod do the same fucking thing. I'm at work, he not.
Facts, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, like, and what's crazy is that my job, they have 3 stores open in the area. What they did was the seniority employees, they're off for a week and a half. I'm at work. Mm-hmm. But then they're going to rotate them out, which I don't believe. They say, because now they're going to give us $15 a day to be at work, like an extra 15. You just, they don't need to rotate me out. Like, I don't
$15 a day?
$15 a day plus 20% added to our salary.
So about $2 an hour.
I make 15 an hour just without the commission.
Right.
That's lit.
Yeah, so 20% of that. So that's extra $3. That's $18 an hour plus another 15 added to the day.
They got you already shaking.
So they are giving you hazard pay, essentially.
Basically. And guaranteed commission.
Yeah. So what they're doing in our job is we shut down last Tuesday. We shut down for like a week. They opened the store back up. No, like 6 days. They open the store back up on Monday. They open our store and the store in Durham, and all the managers are like rotating it out between those two stores. So they haven't said when we're coming back.
It's only for emergencies, correct?
Pretty much, yeah. Like
my job bought a bottle of hand sanitizer. If you die, you die.
So here's my issue. So I'm at work, right? I work for a telecommunications company. The reason they say
Boost.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Same shit. But the reason they say we're essential is because we provide the network for the FirstNet for the first responder. But we also provide internet for people who need to work at home. So we need to be at work.
I tell you, most larger companies that have like people with company cell phones and shit, mm-hmm. they do use AT&T. Like,
my job out there.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
I just
said Boost.
Yeah. But no, but like on some serious
shit. Most companies use Nextel. Like,
no, but on some serious shit, like, I work for AT&T. But the issue is.
Set it up here already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. The issue is people still come in there like, I want to upgrade my phone. Bitch, stay at home.
Now ain't the time, right?
This ain't the time for that.
Especially since your commission already paid. Like,
I don't care.
You really don't care.
Hey, you know who he look like? My man with the $40.
Like on some real shit.
So
like,
I have another question. Yeah. MJ, I want you to answer this. Do you think martial law is in place?
It's not martial law because there's no military out. But it's martial law in a sense that
so
they're gonna fine you or arrest you.
What does martial law have to do with the military specifically? Like if we're talking about textbook definition of martial law, military has absolutely nothing to do with it. They enforce it,
yeah,
but they really like have nothing to do with the overall definition of martial law.
So, I thought that's when correct me if I'm wrong, but that's when the military comes in and essentially take the place of the local police departments and all that.
He happens. Asked for the National Guard to come through, right?
So right now, National Guard is activated in certain states, but Maryland, they're only like activated delivering medical supplies.
Oh, really? Bring D Black home.
So, Big Chops, Rod.
Yes.
Do you think there's currently like martial law taking place?
No, I think there. For me, I feel like they're taking steps to get to that point. Like with the, you know, shutting Durham down, lockdown. Wake County's going to lock down tomorrow.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is Durham.
Durham's already. I know Wake County.
Durham starts tomorrow.
They're going to announce Wake starts tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Until what? April 30th?
Something crazy. So crazy. The way I see it is like, you really can't get all the way to the point like shut the whole country down. Italy did, because niggas going to go absolutely crazy here, bro. Like, it's going to be losing.
Which is why I'm going to get 2,000 rounds of ammo this weekend.
Like, for real. Like, it's going to get crazy.
How long did you say that's going to last you?
Well, the rounds I have now, probably about 750. That'll last about 2.5 days. Hold on. I'm getting to a point. Delroy, do you think there's martial law in place right now?
Nah.
Why do you say no?
Military ain't shutting nothing down.
Military really doesn't like they enforce martial law, but they really don't have.
You're pretty much just saying like the fact that like I would leave the house and a cop would tell me you gotta go the fuck back or arrest me for being out the house.
And that's where my martial law comes in. Because nobody's gonna respect if a military nigga come up and like you got military niggas in your town. Niggas gonna respect that.
Nah, I take a knee during the anthem.
So
the Rough Riders anthem.
Yeah.
So but here, no, like legit, like if you put military niggas in a town, niggas gonna look at it and be like, hold up. Maybe I gotta start thinking a little different.
Rare.
You got your regular cops that you see all the time and they be like, yo, go home. You're like, all
right,
man.
So here is why I think martial law is already in effect, right? And it kind of pissed me off. So
especially when you in the one county that really got shut down.
It's not even really my county. It's Wake County. Mm-hmm. The sheriff of Wake County has suspended all approvals of any concealed carry arms, any gun permits until further notice.
That's the one thing keeping you a Trump supporter. Yeah.
That is martial law. You have now removed the constitutional right of an American to bear arms on your own recognizance.
Nigga been an American for 8 months.
Not even that.
Six.
Now, what was the reason behind it? Was the reason because so many people had they
had an influx. They had an influx in gun purchases and people applying for concealed carry permits and all that
It's a reason behind it, though.
You taking it upon yourself to say, I'm not approving anyone permits right now. You have just now enforce martial law. That's exactly what it is. You have taken away the constitutional rights of an American and did away with that right. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
Military really ain't got nothing to do with it. And I feel like that's a violation of the Constitution. I'm sure there are like clauses and stupid shits in place in fine print that we probably don't know about, where a sheriff does probably have the right to do that. But until there's a certain level of transparency, you know, like for us ignorant Americans that don't know that kind of clause exists in the event that there is a pandemic. Because you know how that shit's written in the Constitution. There's a main point, then there's some bullets, and then within those bullets there's additional points. Niggas is reading the main point and moving to the next point.
That's just like the CBA for the NFL. Like they sent out a 263-page memo for the CBA and expected them dumbass niggas to read it.
The agents are going to read it.
Yeah, like then their lawyers and stuff.
And kick the niggas some spark notes.
And then you know what happened? It got approved. Yeah. And it was actually kind of trash. But anyway, yeah. But either way, we're fucked for at least 4 months. At least.
Yeah, it's
March. I say July when it get hot and these hoes get get stuck in the house. That's when shit shout out.
I mean, speaking of which, these OnlyFans and TikToks and everything been going crazy on the internet.
I asked Twitter today, like, how do I invest in porn stocks? Like,
bro, I saw your
snap. The market is on fire.
We got somebody over here right now
that can get this money.
Invest in, yeah. And we could all become millionaires.
I know a nigga right now that had your videos looking amazing.
Crazy.
What's his name? Yeah. Drew it. He said he ain't working right now. He'll have your pussy.
Like, I'm 100% sure.
A whole mixtape, goddamn.
Gucci in 06. Like, yeah.
Cross it over, goddamn.
Like, yeah. If there's any time to delve into the porn industry, now is the time. Like, these bitches are racking up off the webcam. Off of nothing. I'm trying to tell you.
I just heard somebody said they went from 10K in February to 25K in March.
Yo,
like, so, I've been thinking about jacking my dick on the internet. I really have.
Ash, I'm trying to tell you, you can go.
Ain't nobody trying to see you, white boy. Shut up.
My dick ain't pink; it's actually black.
so speaking of porn, I saw today.
You got a disease.
Yeah, what? I'm black, bro.
I saw today on Instagram, like Jasmine Cashmere on Instagram, like she's in church, like heavy in church.
Yeah, she's
like,
she's a minister now.
Not anymore. No, she's not.
What she do? She came back.
No, I wish.
Oh.
No, but
she a classic.
She the best.
Yeah, she's
Cashmere's top five.
She the best.
And she's not number 2, 3, 4, or 5.
One, she's washing the nigga head, and then she just starts sucking the nigga. Oh. Damn.
What she was talking about though?
She was like in church, like she gave it to porn and she found the Lord. She actually blocked me on Twitter because I was like, why are you in Bible study? You got some dick to suck. You know what I mean?
You deserve a block.
There's a nigga right now that'll pay you to suck a doorknob off.
There's a nigga that'll pay you $50 to put your ugly ass feet on the internet right now.
A feet ugly?
I'm just being dramatic, but yeah.
And you ain't gonna capitalize on this.
And you're not like ugly. You're actually good looking.
Childbearing health.
And I didn't pay to look at ugly bitches on the internet.
Facts.
Like,
this is true.
Looking like
one of them female chicks, goddamn.
Me and Ryan got commissions that said, Verizon. I'm like, how much? What you doing? I'm 2K. How much you doing? 22. Shit, I might go trick off. Yeah, Rod can't do it, so I'm just going to trick off for the both of us.
Yeah,
shit.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, and I think so much Snap Premium. What?
Tiana Trump.
I still follow her now.
I said that bitch $10. Free. Why y'all buying
the premium? I see that bitch $10 one time. She ain't even reply, yo. I'm sick.
She told, did she tell niggas $750?
Oh, yeah. I can't talk about that.
She told niggas $750.
Homecoming.
She should have been on here for your birthday.
It won't gonna last long.
So
she the baddest bitch to ever do porn. I'd be like, she the only one. She one of the few. I'd be like, you don't gotta do this. And porn, like I'm like,
matter of fact, no. Here's why I hate Tiana
I wouldn't be
Trump.
Your friend no more.
Nah, here's because
really? She deserves to do porn.
You think so?
Yes.
Tiana bad.
Tiana is.
But y'all be having weird takes on
stuff. Just y'all
are saying. So who's y'all back?
I'm a Roxy Reynolds.
Forget Tiana Trump.
You like dark skin Jones.
Young Roxy.
Hey, look. Tiana Trump was
Ashley
on.
Ashley Spivey. Her joint crazy on porn.
Tiana Trump was on Instagram 6 months ago.
Ashley Nicole.
Talking about, I'm going to be homeless in April.
Good.
Then she was on Blacked and Vixen.
Tell me how you know you're gonna be homeless in April and you a porn star.
She trying to live
bedroom right
now. Yo, speaking of black, bro, the shorty from Boy Meets World's on that bitch.
Tomega?
No. What's the white girl, Rachel?
A word?
Yo, she's on that. Her name's like
I love
tall,
black.
The tall redhead joint from Boy Meets World. Bro.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh,
same shit.
I know who you're talking about.
Corey's older brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, she was a roommate.
Yeah, she was a roommate with the older brother and Sean older brother.
Yeah, she's up.
No, I saw that. Like, she trash.
I just feel like she smells like outdoors. Trash.
Smell like outdoors.
Y'all seen this nigga?
Yeah, he a ninja.
That's Spider-Man.
That nigga hit a tuck and roll, guys.
That's a lot of backs right here. I can't get around. That nigga the Soulja Boy snap and roll.
Because it's important in the world right now, I know y'all tired of hearing about Corona. A lot of people, college students, high school students, it's a lot of people affected by this. Rod does high school recruiting for basketball. Mm-hmm. You actually started a documentary on...
It's on YouTube called Road to the Raptors. It's a documentary about Farmville Central and Granville Central. They were two of the best teams in the 2A. They're going, like, just basically on a collision course to play each other. We actually didn't get to finish the documentary because Farmville Central got to the state championship game and the coronavirus shut that shit down. But it's on episode 7 now, so we're still rolling through the episodes. I think we're going to come up with something like...
How many episodes are y'all going to get
to? It's going to be 10.
Yeah, y'all next episode going to be talking about Baby Boy.
Baby Boy on ESPN. Baby Boy's going to be on ESPN next week. Nah.
So here's my thing, right? In your opinion, how bad do you think this affects people who their eligibility is through?
There was a pizza making competition on ESPN last night.
So it's fucked up for me. I feel bad for like the seniors in college for one because a lot of them guys were hoping to go on tournament runs and improve their draft stock and things like that. Yeah. And like that shit just shut down. Like it also hurts high school seniors because like AAU shut down, so there's no
They don't have no summer shit to do, right?
Yeah, so
it's like, upcoming seniors.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So like,
I'm talking about these seniors that they're about to graduate in June.
Yeah, college, then college seniors too. So
they're fucked.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Why?
You don't think
high school seniors is graduating like this?
Some of them are. Some of them play AAU for like their last time in April and try to get a scholarship late. You know what I'm saying? But now. They just got to sign who they can.
I didn't know they were still playing.
Yeah,
They're not. That's the point.
But I also feel like the ones that are seniors and graduating this year, I feel like y'all had 4 years.
Well, they already know.
That's true.
The top prospects, top 100, know. But yeah.
We're talking about the people who just blossomed.
The right. 200, the 300 range, they don't know where they're going.
Like, I mean, it sucks all the way around. Like, for example, like my little brother, he announced yesterday he's transferring from Arkansas, and he's at 35 schools calling 2 days, but he can't go see any school right now. So basically, he's probably going to have to make a decision without actually even going to a school. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is last year of college coming up. So, yeah, I mean, it's affecting all the way around. So,
but that's when I feel like. If he's had enough tape, like they know what he's gonna get.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's what most coaches are saying, but you know, it's not about what they want; it's about what he wants at this point because this is last year.
Let's be in his perspective. So, like, because me and him been close for like 2 years, mm-hmm. Jalen had a lot better year last year than he did this past year.
Yeah.
He didn't even get to finish out this year to show what he can do, like in the tournament.
Had a new coach and the coach
fucked that
motherfucker.
But that's why I've learned. I've also learned in this past year, because I was actually training like 4 high school students.
Damn.
A lot of coaches don't really look at playing ability more so than how they look at your character.
Right.
Well, sure.
They'll talk to you and have a conversation, and you could be the next Michael Jordan. But when they talk to you and they tell you, oh, this, that, and the third, and you tell them something that's not what they want to hear, they're not going to talk to you no more. Mm-hmm. It's no more about how you can play. Because you're probably the greatest nigga in the planet. But if you tell them something like, oh, well, you know, me and my game, I can do this, that, and the third, and this, that, and the third don't fit in their system, yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah. Cool. Cause to be real, his brother and nephew, whatever you want to call him, nice. But the new coach came in, he didn't fit the system.
With him, bro.
You know what I mean?
So, Rod, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the NCAA is concerned,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about the NCAA awarding essentially Florida State
the ACC
with the chip?
I mean, in that regard, I mean, it really doesn't mean shit.
I mean, hear me out, though. They not only awarded them with the title, they also let the coach stand on the fucking ladder.
And cut the nets.
Did they really?
For the ACC tournament, ACC tournament, yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Wow.
But, you know, before the tournament, that's how they were doing it, though.
Well, they were number one seed, too, though.
The highest-ranked team won the national championship.
How many times has the number one seed not win the championship or the title.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I just don't.
Because some shit can happen.
That was kind of fucked up. Because
it was.
Because
San Diego State was like the number three team in the country.
If I'm a player on another team, this is horse shit.
Yeah, this is horse shit.
That's complete bullshit.
Matter of fact, you could put this on a college football. I think it was UFC.
UCF. They went undefeated.
And they crowned themselves national champions.
Man, you can't play Appalachian State 12 times and think you were national champion. Yeah. Right?
They did beat LSU 48-16 in the bowl game.
So I'm not mad at them. Like,
if you think you the champ, you the champ. But if I don't think you the champ, you not the champ.
Jadakiss thought he was the champ.
Exactly.
You listen to his last album?
Yeah, it ain't it.
He don't listen to music. You know, you seen the music he put on the playlist?
I didn't listen to it.
Hey, look. I've grown up in life. Jada can still rap. Huh? But it's, I don't.
It's not 2020.
It's not something that I want to hear.
I
want to hear good music.
Your music takes evolve over time.
If you can rap.
As yours? Not trying to be funny.
Not really.
Cause like me and Ryan used to be at work. We be vibing, so he like me. Yeah, I don't like this.
I don't take Daryl or MJ seriously when they talk music because their favorite rapper is Joe Budden.
Right. No, he's my second.
Jay-Z Ryan, is my favorite rapper. I don't know if you saw, but we have a playlist now.
I put a Joe Budden song on every playlist.
I said, give me 5 songs each.
Joe Budden has 5 songs?
No. So, one week, he put Master P as 2 of the songs.
I put Master P as 1. Master P, like, top 5.
Moguls?
Yeah.
I give him that.
Easily.
Master P's a businessman.
Yeah. He is.
I got to hook up too. It's terrible. NBA
stuff. I ain't never seen 2.
Y'all cut that shit off.
It ain't worse than
Belly 2.
Hold on.
Belly 2 went game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible.
The best part of that
was when Game killed this girl at the end.
So when
he stuck to the G code,
if you don't get the fuck out of my house.
So when y'all think of top rappers, like what do y'all go to?
Jay-Z is the greatest rapper to ever live.
Yeah. All right, I agree.
Wrong. I seen you throw your panties on the stage with Drake.
Right.
Who's that Drake?
I seen you turn boy shorts into a thong. It's cool.
No,
y'all niggas sleep together.
You're not drinking no more, bro.
I seen you turn boy shorts into a thong for Drake. God, that's cool.
You gonna say it twice.
Social distance.
But for real.
This is chat to you live, goddamn. I'm, you know. Usually when I get hollered at, I kind of get taken aback a little. But in the most non-homosexualist way possible.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
That nigga told me I was 30, okay?
Hey, Rod, I'm sitting solid in this. He didn't say nothing about you yet.
I'm damn right offended, goddamn.
Like, if me and you two bitches walking in the mall, I'm getting hot. According to Daryl, this nigga's on some
fucked up shit in that mall that day. You hear me?
I don't mean to cut you off, Daryl, but the funniest shit I seen is a nigga said, man, I'm some non-suicide shit, man. I really want some Chinese food right now.
He not open?
And I agreed. Well, I called China King so quick. They hit answer.
That motherfuckers is closed.
I did a drive-by, goddamn. The open sign is flagged, and I said, yo. Then they imported the goddamn.
So Chinese restaurants aren't open?
A lot of them are closed.
It's probably because of racism.
Let's talk about that.
If you don't deliver, you can't be open.
MJ, let's talk about that. Like,
there's a lot of ones there.
How ignorant are we as a people?
Very.
Have you listened to this show?
And Hispanic. Now, hear me out. Like, we say a lot of fucked up shit.
We don't
necessarily do a lot of fucked up shit. You know what I mean?
I think we just
people who know us know like how genuinely good of people we are. But how fucked up is it that us in America, whatever the race other than Asian, are attacking Asians?
Let me tell you, it gets a little worse because, okay, so I work in a grocery store. So there's a rice shortage, period. But Goya has rice. Mm-hmm. And they will not buy Goya.
Because it's Mexican.
White people will not buy Goya rice.
Because his grains are a little thicker. Like, hear me out. Like, your timing gets fucked up when you cook it. You know,
because it's real rice.
Like, the shit that's grown in Arkansas, like, that shit is cooking about 10, 12. Like, you cook some Goya?
You gotta cook it.
You're cooking it in a goddamn crock pot. You go to work and come home, and you still gotta sprinkle a little water in it. It's gonna dry it out and it ain't cooked yet. Like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh,
bro. Like,
man.
So that's I can see why people don't buy that Goya shit.
They ain't got time for it.
Nigga, the only thing we eat Goya is the adobo seasoning, nigga. Like, that shit next to Lyra's.
You don't do the black beans?
All right.
You don't eat black beans, do you?
Not really.
Shout out to D Black and that jerk cabbage he made.
But niggas,
people, jerk.
That was hot.
People, we need to like, come on now. Like, you can't just go around hitting a nigga because he looked Chinese, bro. Like, that's.
I saw a story where
who doing that?
They're out here doing it, bro.
I saw a story where like this dude said he was in like a grocery store and like this white lady said "fuck you." And he looked like. And then she gonna like take her mask down and cough on the motherfucker.
Nah, see.
And I would then he uppercut Betty.
Out of sweet tears.
Easily, like, bro. But if he do it, then who's the wrong?
Yeah.
Because let's be real, anybody that's not white in America will get blamed first.
Come on, now, it really is sickening. Like, I saw that shit. I'm like, y'all, whoever's doing that deserve to be beat the fuck up.
It's because Trump's called it the China virus. On some ignorant shit.
Why is it called the China virus?
He's the only one who called it that.
He said it's from China.
It's China. Chinese virus.
Bro, he's very... And he inspires...
Is he wrong? Where's the virus from, Justin?
Italy.
Yeah,
because
they died.
It's not wrong, but it's
ignorant. Not wrong.
It's ignorant.
It's politically incorrect.
It's ignorant as well, yeah.
But we knew from the get-go, from 2016...
When a nigga was like, you're fired, we already knew.
We knew he was not a politically correct nigga going in the office. That nigga say what he want. Like, the bitch coughed on stage and he backed up.
Yo, no lie.
She said, I got a fever.
She said, I had a fever over the weekend and he...
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
He hit the nigga with the...
He got the elephant down. That nigga got the elephant down.
He hit the nigga with the...
Hold up.
Hold on now. You know what I mean?
This bitch is coughing on the microphone?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, let's be real.
$5,000, he got my vote.
$5,000?
Five racks.
That's non-taxable.
Nah, shit,
taxes. Hey, tax that shit, goddamn.
That $5,000 puts you in a 40% tax bracket.
Nah, Trump get Verizon on my goddamn back.
Bro, I saw that shit. But somebody beat me too. They were like, your shit about to get cut off. I said, my boy running day 60 on this motherfucker.
Nah, like.
60 is you cut off.
Like, nah, my due date is the 7th, but I decided. I made a fiscal decision to not pay my cell phone, but I run off this.
But are you a month behind though?
No, I'm. Yeah,
I know. I read the email.
Oops. Life happens.
I didn't know we was gonna have the virus, nigga. Like,
but I thought Verizon said they weren't gonna charge. Well, not charge, but they're not gonna.
No, they sent the COVID-19 email like right behind it, and I didn't read it.
They're not cutting your shit up.
They won't disconnect you.
You got to call.
I know. I done been about 4 months behind, and they. My shit was still rocking. That little 421 number keep calling me though.
Yeah, that's a lie because they got cut off like 2 weeks ago by accident. Bro, I was asleep.
I see that. Ash, that 919-421-1114. They be on your ass.
Yeah,
they caught me off guard one day. They called me from an Augusta, Georgia number, and I thought it was Jay. I thought it was Jay in County Jail calling me, so I answered. This is Verizon Wild. Like, hey, now press 1. And I said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
nah, I ain't. Fuck that.
But I'm about to be working in customer service.
Shit,
same shit.
You're gonna be a call center bitch.
Nah, I'm gonna be a Monday through Friday ass nigga. I need. That's what I
can see you with the headset now.
break them, adjust them shit.
Yeah. Me.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, it's time to move on, though.
Now, what you about to do, though?
Going to the business department.
Okay.
Same job. Never mind.
Business acquisition.
My old bitch. Okay. She do that now. Why y'all get quiet?
What was her name?
Hawaii back. Hawaii.
Wow.
This nigga's a Hawaii back.
Wow. I hope this shit never gets up.
What y'all laughing for?
Yeah, that's my dog. She told me happy birthday day and everything, man.
Halada woman.
Yeah.
I don't know,
she cool, man. Like,
that's my dog. Yeah,
that my dog.
Who called her Big Honey Mustard?
No, that was Arlington Junk.
She's not Big Honey Mustard.
Arlington Junk was Big Honey Mustard.
Yeah.
She was big in y'all.
Yeah. Big Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
You know, Chick-fil-A sauce, Polynesian, and then there's the rest. But, like, this bitch was Big Honey Mustard, you hear me?
Like,
she ate my goddamn steak and I let her get away
with it. She like the Sarah Lee honey sweet goddamn whole wheat bread. You know what I mean? Brown thing.
It's to the right. It's the most expensive bread to the right, ain't
that,
it?
That got little sprinkles of...
Oatmeal
at the top.
Like I said, I'm to the old joint. You walked in that bitch swinging.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Yeah, and she chewed my goddamn steak. Yeah,
before that, she bumped the grill. She done like moved the chicken. Right? You know, I got my shit set the fuck up. She done moved the goddamn.
Who grill better between y'all two?
We gotta have a grill off, yo.
Between who?
You and Rod.
Come on, man.
Rod, man.
Don't do this. Just because you got the fat nigga elbow, goddamn. No.
I'm sorry. No. You do got less lady than arms, bro.
Yeah.
All right. But no, like.
Oh, it's good. We can do it, bro.
Y'all both lit. I ain't gonna front on.
Let's do it this summer, bro.
You know, you know a little better, Jesse.
No, real shit. It's close. Man. Like, real talk.
You know what aggravates me about this shit? I mean, cut you off. Lance, bro.
Lance
aggravates me when you talk about the grill, bro. This nigga think he goddamn Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He do.
I didn't know the man can cook. I ain't gonna lie.
He all right on the grill.
He all right?
Yeah. I hate grill.
He ain't hitting on them too.
I done had some unseasoned wings from Lance Grill. I hope he's listening. Like, come on now. You gotta get a little heavier with the hand.
Somebody said Chad do got macaroni on.
I bet you he's coming. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. You know, I would lie.
But yeah, our life different now. I don't got live TV in my house no more. Like,
you don't get a discount with them niggas?
I ain't. Not yet, because they just got some new shit. And you know, when this shit dropped, it ain't no discount. I got a discount on the internet, only $25.
Oh, shit, high speed shit? That's fire.
Nah, it ain't high speed.
Yeah, it's dial up. But he didn't tell you that he got a house phone now.
Yeah. Nah, I got 25.
Than the jack got there, mate.
It works enough for streaming and shit, but it ain't the fiber shit. The fiber ain't available here.
Oh,
But either way, but I don't have a lot of TV no more. There's no sports to watch.
Right.
I watched Dave the day after it come on. I don't know if y'all watched Lil Dicky show or not. It's funny as fuck.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah. Well, it's FX, but it's on
Hulu. Kevin Hart wrote that, right?
No, this is about Lil Dicky life.
Yeah,
but it's
Lil Dicky. But didn't he executive producer or something?
Dave. They joined Dave Fire.
Yeah, like he's funny. Like, yeah. Lil Dicky. Yeah, Lil Dicky, Young Thug right. and Gunna up there last week.
Word.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Dicky, man.
Right. I'm gonna watch that shit.
I'll fuck you up.
Huh?
Chad,
what
you just pulled me on me.
My fault.
You look like Sound the Hedgehog.
Do me a favor. Right. Huh? Who that is?
Whole lot of shit.
Whole lot of gang shit. My nigga 31 today.
Thanks.
Hey, man. Who you want to give a shout out to?
Y'all, man. Like, every year. Like, Chizzy, Rod, MJ.
Ash.
I feel like Rod's still too new to kind of be, like, he can't really be getting shout outs right
now. I just be, to be real.
First of all, Rod, I don't like
you. Yo, the first time I met you, bro, you were like, yo, you can only have one fat friend.
One fat friend, bro.
Respect, bro.
What? Y'all like brothers that don't eat front of
us. Nah, that nigga know anything he need. Cool,
y'all like, I got him, bro. Y'all like
the same
five
shit.
Five and a half people.
MJ.
Wow. You,
I don't care.
Let's make sure you give me some tissue.
You look like a mason right now.
But also, real shit, like, people want to shout out to the people that's here right now.
I'm
like,
out here.
Because this night could have ended trash for me. Like, it could have just been me sitting here jacking off in the middle of my living room with two pillows.
I think that might have been better.
No, I got the people, I got the people I love around me that showed me love on this day. Like, like I said, they couldn't have ended any better, to be honest. This really made my day. Like, for, like I said, I was just expecting you and MJ, and for Ryan, Ash, and Delroy to show up, it really made my day.
Got lazy to the bitch.
Who,
this
me?
This
or
nigga about to cry. Look, nah, look at that left eye.
Nah, I hit some of that pressure a little while ago. I'm hiding a bitch, you hear me? Okay. Now I'm lit. Like, but nah, like, real talk. Like, I appreciate y'all. Y'all really, and for a day that I didn't expect nothing to go on for because of the coronavirus and everything, and it being my 31st birthday, this really
it
kind of
is an insignificant.
Like, it's a very
like
insignificant.
I thought about not posting the picture today. I'm like, 31. Like, what?
Who cares, right?
That's not really.
And you posted the worst fucking picture. I had a stroke. I like I had a stroke.
He looked a little slim in there.
Okay, Chad, call him out. Chat with
you go to the Bahamas and take one little tit pic. You gonna shut the fuck up since then. Like, I'm gonna hit Delroy. Stop playing with me, dog. Like, for real.
Oh, man. Shit. It's 3-on-2 today, though.
Yeah.
4-on-2 if you kind of ass little stumps.
It's about 11-on-2.
Exactly, y'all still want to smoke.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't want none of
that
smoke.
What y'all talking about?
You do? Damn, you going through something. We all friends here, Darryl, right?
We was joking.
We love you, bro. Like, you like the little brother to us now.
I don't want Nate Newton and Larry.
Barely. Nah, motherfucker, me and you the same age, kinda.
You ugly, though.
You look like your woman.
We not about to have light skin argument.
But you're like five.
They're about to cry. They're going to cry.
You like half a man.
I guarantee they make up before the argument ends. Like, look.
I got like 30. I got like $37 in my cash. Yet, right?
Bro, we ain't lying. Go ahead. Man.
Yeah.
37. It might be 37 on the head.
I just really want you to make one.
Let me see.
If any bitch claim they broke, I feel
I'm
like
lying. It's a whole 40, nigga.
Ooh!
Hey, Nick, my nigga,
put your pussy lips on live. I give you $40,
bro.
Yeah, we ain't got.
I play online bingo to this Facebook group. I put $6 in that bitch. I want a quick 60. I said, goddamn.
Word, that shit work.
What's the name of the
group? 252 bingo there.
Yeah, that shit.
I'm in a
look like a bingo player.
Whoa, my nigga, you like eat bingo chips.
Oh, 63. Bingo. Man. Motherfucker be using that little marker that it pressed down. That shit. It's better than niggas that do the sweepstakes shit. I hate that shit.
Yeah, like, for sure. That shit was lit, bro. Like,
yeah.
They kind of got me hooked now, but I mean, I'm 60 up, so I'm cool.
You 60 up?
Yeah.
You ain't got old now.
I'm old as fuck, bro.
You want money. I can't. Yeah. That's like, it's just like going to get a scratch off shit.
Nah, facts, bro.
Same shit.
Bro, yeah. I buy so many scratch offs now.
You do?
Yeah.
So when you don't win, like,
you make you mad?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, you must. You don't get the big ticket.
I be scratching the bitch like, yep, this is the one right here. This is going to take me out of my misery.
Oh, time the top prize. Yep. It's $500. This is going to take me out of my misery.
I was paid off. This
I would tell you nigga kiss my ass.
Yeah,
I'm jiggling my
call
snacks.
JT in the morning, tell him I'm done.
I told you, if I win $1 million, I'm going to work the next day. And I'm going to be the biggest asshole at work the next day. Like, I'm like, I don't got to be here. Like, I'm talking to a customer. Like, I don't have to help you, you bitch ass nigga. Like, I'll be fired the first 5 minutes easily.
Don't let me hit big. It's over.
I get fired for less shit now. Like always.
This is a fact.
I
saw him on my phone.
Yeah, you was there. I remember. You was in the video.
The whole video.
He saved you.
He fucked me up.
Like, trying to hold you back. Like, that, fired, that's funny.
Nah, that's all good.
That looked like Oklahoma drill.
No, you know, real shit, I actually felt bad initially. And I was like, damn, is it me? Because when he was like, yeah, when he went back at her, he looked like he was ready to attack her. I said, nah, I was just trying to push him out because I was like, I was ready to date start. Like, yeah, shit, it was unnecessary. I get why he was doing it, but like, let the shit go because she kept talking, you know what I mean? But
I can just hear your little speech now.
No, I didn't even give him a speech.
Yeah, you did.
No, bro.
No.
We need you, bro. We need you.
No, on game, like, he was like, bro, I get it.
I get it. It ain't worth it.
Bro, it ain't worth it.
I mean, if you see the bitch, she's like 6'5", 280. Bro.
She'll bulldagger. Yeah, that's a fair. Is that what they call them? Yeah. Bulldaggers?
Bulldaggers.
That's my uncle.
6'5", 280? Sound like Blake Griffin to me.
Basically. That bitch was it like, was Diane Williams.
Like, she's like a fat Teresa Witherspoon.
It was Brian Grant. Brian Grant.
Bitch ever come to me that big, she liable to get shot.
Yeah. Straight up. She was bitch enough to call HR though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
facts. Where she live? After she worked the whole day with the nigga, bro. That was the fucked up part. Like, having a conversation with the nigga and everything.
Is this the one y'all say had the sandwich pockets?
Yeah. And she put the a hammer. She put a hammer on the side of that shit. Yeah.
Oh, she got the hammer holder.
Yeah, she got a hammer holder on her pants when she worked. She got the Levi 586s. Like, some shit like that. Y'all wrong, man.
She dressed like Doug.
He got a homeboy dressed like that.
If y'all want to know what the dyke bitch looked like that got Justin fired, search Doug Mangum on Facebook.
M-A-N-G-U-M.
Doug will hear this. He gonna fire your ass.
Word to Juice, you know.
How much time? We gotta go? Yeah. All right, bitch.
Y'all got anything? Yo, Tony Ignorant.
Yeah, he made it.
Y'all got anything? Free Bill Cosby.
Appreciate y'all having me on again, man.
I appreciate
Hoop
you
State Network.
Hoop State, man. Follow me, Rod, underscore Bridgers. Hoop State Network. Yeah. Check us out. You know what I mean? We doing big things out here. Making a little bread and shit. You know what I mean?
So. Like, they have cameramen and shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. All right, motherfuckers like, legit pay me to do this shit, bro. Sorry, so that's cool. Hold
on. You got like the, you know, like the typical black spots on
Facebook. Diabetes. She's a diabetes.
I'm finna say, hold on, what I got there. If diabetes was a picture. Yeah.
Well, y'all know what I'm talking about. The little church sister black spots, right?
The precious shits. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
My fault, bro. Go ahead.
It's eczema. That's all good. It's eczema. I'm just calling it.
You need to see a dermatologist.
Man, that shit, man.
It's getting out of control.
Yeah, bro. I know.
It's getting out of hand.
I know.
But Hoop State Network is. It's actually lit. Like people,
Rye's
big in this. In
these niggas got me tuned into high school basketball.
Yeah.
Like. I'm crying.
Y'all niggas is ignorant.
Yeah. Been, like, bro, this has been amazing.
But no. Like I was saying, I want to take us out on Let's Free Bill Cosby. Hear me out.
You better say free Harvey Weinstein. Same shit.
Y'all seen, what's that rapist boy name?
Same shit.
He said the quarantine's this way.
Let me go. And speaking of which, there's two niggas on here with relationships. How's y'all quarantine going?
I've been at work, so.
Yeah, you essential. How's it going for you, bro? It's lit.
It hadn't been bad, bro. Like, I mean, you know, I just go in my room, play 2K and shit, so.
Word.
Yeah, my daughter come in.
Can I end on the Bill Cosby, like, thing now?
What?
Free Bill Cosby. And here's why. Like, he's up in age, and a guard in his prison got tested for coronavirus.
It's not safe for
him. Yeah, he gotta go. Get him out of there. He don't deserve to die, but he ain't do it.
He does.
Respect.
Y'all ever seen that one thing on Instagram that he innocent? On the shade room?
Mm-hmm.
He just always comment, he innocent. Delroy.
What are you doing? Come on, Derwin
Davis. Destiny Child. Oh, my God.
But no, fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah, free Bill Cosby. Good night.
He said, Bill Cosby?